Pull up. Sorry.
That's nice. Yeah. You want to start the podcast?
Hey, everyone. I'm Jeff Pierre.
And I'm Lauren Migaki. You're listening to NPR's podcast about the Student Podcast Challenge.
Yeah, we're here every week with tips and tricks to help you make an amazing podcast.
Today on the pod, music. All right, so this is our theme music, and just like your favorite TV show, we play it every week, usually at the beginning.
So not every podcast needs to have music. We use this theme song every week, you know, just to add a little something to spice it up.
Yeah, get a little funky.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're trying to use music in your entry for NPR's Student Podcast Challenge, our lawyers want us to repeat some of the rules here.
Yep. So any music or sound effect that you use, they have to be the original works of students and teachers.
So that means that the students have to write and perform all of their music.
Yeah. And here on the podcast, we also know a little something about original music. Actually, hey, DJ, can you bring that song back?
You got it. So we asked musician Sam D'Agostino to create something for us that sounded really fun.
Yeah, but other podcasts, they can sound completely different.
Oh yeah, really different.
This is from NPR's history podcast. It's called Throughline.
So we're doing a show about history that's connected to current events. So the goal for trying to create a theme song is creating a certain atmosphere or feel that gets the audience to understand like what they're about to consume.
Ramtin Arablouei composed the theme song for Throughline.
Yeah, and he co-hosts that podcast with Rund Abdel Fattah.
Because we're dealing with a lot of heavy topics and we're also dealing with a lot of mysteries, we want to create something that's slightly heavy, but also creates an air of, like, a suspense. Like, I don't know what's coming next, because our show is really built on that.
From the beginning, they knew they were planning on talking over the music, so they didn't want the music to be too overpowering. Like, check this out. You see how we're talking over the theme song right now and how you can still hear what I'm saying?
I can hear you.
You're listening to Throughline from NPR.
Where we go back in time
to understand the present.
And you can hear as that kind of percussion ends, everything devolves or dissolves into this, back into kind of a single note thing that then has a whoosh at the end. And the idea of the whoosh,
nice whoosh.
Yeah. The idea of the whoosh is to like allow us to do this kind of introduction to the show.
I also like the whoosh just because, like, you know, when you get into something so dense, you sort of have to give the listener like a moment to just like breathe for a second. It's like the listener can like pause and be like, all right, you know, this is what we're about to get into right
Getting
now.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so once you've decided whether or not you want to write a theme song for your podcast.
And remember, you don't have to. A lot of great podcasts don't have music.
That's right. The next question, though, is do you want music in your episode?
Yeah, this is different from the theme song. A lot of people call this scoring.
Goal!
not like that. It basically means that you've got music under your podcast that helps move the story along or gives it some emotional context.
But before you even start to add music, you've got to get your story down. You've got to know what you're going to say and
That's
how
right.
the story ends, where it's going.
We try to only put music where it's necessary.
So Ramtin, he does it all. He even scores episodes of Throughline.
So the first question we generally ask ourselves is, does this even need music? So then the second thing is, what's the music going to add to the storytelling in this section? And the way we try to think about it is two things, rhythm and tone. So music can help you add rhythm to your story. Often if you're hearing just, you know, a dry interview between two people, it may or may not have rhythm or a feeling that it's moving somewhere or moving towards something. And you can use music when that doesn't exist.
See, we just did it right there with this music. So another example of using music to provide rhythm in a story is from an episode of Throughline called There Will Be Bananas. It is a crazy story about the history of how bananas showed up in U.S. grocery stores. And so here's a clip where Rund Abdel Fattah, the other host, is narrating this week-long journey that a banana takes from Costa Rica to the U.S.
And this is how they might have done it.
Day one.
Keith's workers in Costa Rica pick the bananas from his 800,000 acres at the exact right time, when they're still green.
Day two.
The bananas get transported to the coast on the railroad Keith built.
Day 3.
Transferred onto refrigerated ships, the first of their kind, that United Fruit owned at the port of Limon.
Day 4.
Taken up the Atlantic to the port of
Orleans. You know,
Lauren,
one of the things I really like about this is that you can hear the beat of the drum, and it's sort of like a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then as the story progresses, you hear this, like, other percussive instrument.
Yeah, the little tap-tap one.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea was that this process of taking a banana from the tree and getting it to the market is epic. So we wanted the music to give you that sense of the, not just the kind of rhythm of making it, but part of that rhythm is the urgency. So can you imagine in the, you know, early 20th century trying to get a banana from Costa Rica to Boston?
Yeah, right? This music makes me feel that urgency. I feel
that's
a little stressed.
They felt. It was a stressful, very intense process that brought this to market. And so we wanted the music to kind of reflect that, but also this kind of triumphant feel at the same time.
So when you're trying to tap into the emotions and, like, how something feels, you might be tempted to use all these different kinds of instruments. Mm-hmm. But one thing that Ramtin stresses, less is more.
Music being used in audio should always have something missing. You don't want to create, like, a song. You want to create something that always feels like it needs, it could use another element if you were trying to make, like, a pop song or something like that.
Like, but always 75% of a song.
Exactly. Always hold a little bit back. And that's a very difficult thing to do because your instincts are usually, like, bigger, like, better, make this huge. But you need to really always imagine what it's going to sound like underneath people talking or underneath sound design.
So, to be clear, if you decide to use music, you're not creating a full song. This isn't going to be a bop. This isn't going to be, you know, the song that everybody gets down to at the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Right, right. You're just using music to kind of echo what's already being said.
Right.
And so with that in mind, another reason to use music is to give an emotional backdrop to the story. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to toy with people's emotions. But a little bit can go a long way.
Okay, so one thing to note. We don't actually add the music until we know exactly what we want to say in the podcast.
Right.
First, we record us talking, and then we add the music afterwards.
But it's good to think ahead of time about what kind of music you want to hear.
Yeah, that's right. So we want to give a special shout out to Ramtin Arablouei. He co-hosts the podcast Throughline.
Yeah, and you can find that by searching Throughline, that's one word, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
I highly recommend the episode about bananas. You will never look at a banana the same way ever again.
Never, ever, ever. For today's extra credit, think about whether your podcast needs music. That could be a theme song or music throughout the podcast.
Yeah, and think about whether or not your podcast is serious or a little more playful, what kind of instruments or tones will convey that message.
And remember, you don't need a bunch of fancy instruments or anything like that to do this.
In fact, stay tuned because next week Ramtin's going to be back
yep.
and he's going to show us how you can score your podcast using some pretty simple tools like a toy drum and a $20 keyboard.
So much fun. And remember, if you have questions about music or the kind of music you can use, all that stuff is on our rules page. That's at npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge.
Or you can shoot us an email. We're at studentpodcastchallenge@npr.org. This episode was produced by me, Lauren Migaki. This episode was edited by Steve Drummond and Alyssa Nadworny. Aaron Register is our project manager.
Our theme music is by The Sam D'Agostino. Chris Turpin is the head of special projects and innovation. Neil Carruth is our general manager of podcasts. And the senior vice president of programming is Anya Grumman. I'm Jeff Pierre.
And I'm Lauren Migaki. Thanks for listening.
Peace, y'all.